This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Into Robert Irwin Jewelers, spouted off a list of very descriptive features, and within 15 seconds, there it was.
We get it. We understand it. We live it. And Steven is the reason why we've been around for well over 40 years.
Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bridges for life, for less.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Why don't you head on over? It's lunchtime. Get the best wings in town. Billy Richmond's the man behind it. He's a former Tiger basketball player turned chicken house entrepreneur, and he is running things. John Martin, those premium flavors to die for, ain't they?
They are the best in Memphis. And so all we're asking you to do is help them be recognized officially as such. As you know, the Memphis Most contest is going on right now. We actually happen to be up for best local radio show.
Not about us today. It's about Billy and the
Wings. I'm just saying, you can vote for both of us. You don't just have to vote for one thing, but you can vote
for... So selfish.
You can vote for two, but I guess if you have to choose somebody to vote for,
yes,
you should vote for the Wing Guru in the Memphis
That's
Most
high road.
Best Hot Wings category. And honestly, I don't even need to sell you on it because they just are the best. But if you ask me to sell it, they got the best premium flavors.
If
in
you ask me,
America,
they do. Certainly, I didn't mean to interrupt you, John. My apologies.
Getting so excited!
I'm so
over
excited
there.
About that burger. That's what I was gonna say. They should be in the burger category too.
Excited.
When you see Billy Richmond, because you're going over there right now, because you're so hungry and you want some of those wings, you tell them that Jason and John sent you, please.
All right, every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's go.
Now, it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, so before we went to break, we were talking about the 2020 recruiting class for the University of Memphis. Basically because... You know, we just had Jonathan Givony on the show, and the 2020 NBA draft could include up to four Memphis Tigers.
Up to.
It could include.
You're going to make somebody write a headline today. That's what I'm saying.
Headlines are good.
I would say it's unlikely, but yes, he's
unlikely,
all over his radar.
Possible.
Okay.
Would you say three? Three's possible.
I think more realistic that one of the two, either him or Boogie, could play themselves into that.
Right. Whoever of the DJ or Boogie doesn't go to the NBA draft, they could talk themselves into coming back and being like the dude.
That too.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it actually would make sense. But anyway, what it all sets up for is yet another big recruiting class. Like the next three recruiting classes, honestly, for the University of Memphis, just sort of the way they're trying to do this thing, right? Going to be kind of a turnstile, you know? Like guys are going to be in and out. Like that's the idea.
And we,
you know?
I mean, isn't it fair to say that we'd sort of been working on the assumption that this 20 class would be smaller? We had been until now.
Yeah.
I mean, you start talking about guys like Boogie and DJ could leave, then yes, the class could get to, you could see it getting to five,
absolutely,
like you're talking about. But we've been kind of working on the assumption that this one was going to be a little bit smaller, but, you know, you've got the opportunity that it could be, to your point.
Yes, exactly.
A larger class. You could have a few at it. Because right now you're four.
Now they have
James Precious,
right,
Isaiah Maurice, and you have an open. So if Boogie or DJ.
Do they have two open now since Rajon?
No. He's the one.
Okay.
He's going to be the last one.
Okay.
That's
well,
open.
I thought they had one open. I thought they still had one open for Ryan.
Rajon was Ryan's.
Okay.
I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
it's one. There's no two open.
Okay. So you're going to have, you know, Precious and James are gone. We know that.
Isaiah gone. Three.
Isaiah, that's three.
Open one, four.
Yep. And then, you know, if Boogie goes, if DJ goes, somebody will 100% transfer. Like, that is just going to happen. And, you know, inevitably, like, that happens
every
single year.
So, you're right. So, the number could be five, six guys next year.
Yeah. And so, if you have a class that big, Memphis will have a chance. And me just knowing sort of who they're involved with in that class, they will have a chance to repeat as the number one recruiting class in America. I wouldn't say that it's, you know, I wouldn't say it's probable, but I would say it's very possible. And in terms of guys, I feel good about. Now, they're involved with several top 10 dudes, right? Cade Cunningham, they're involved with. Jaden Springer is just outside the top 10. Obviously, Jalen Green, you know, who is in the top, basically consensus top two, top three player. I don't think Cade Cunningham is happening for the University of Memphis. So that's that on that. But I feel good about the following players. Jaden Springer, who is
IMG.
At IMG.
Playing with Morrell right now is the plan.
Yep. I feel good about Greg Brown. Mm-hmm. Greg Brown, who is, you know, sort of that forward out of Texas, right, top 10 kid. And I feel really good about Jalen Green.
What about West Memphis?
Oh, Chris Moore, the kid from – I mean, I don't really have a feel on him. I mean, he came in for a visit. Mm-hmm. I think that's –
It looks to me like they love him. Do they love him?
Is he really good?
Well, I mean
– He's getting better.
I mean,
to a point where maybe borderline elite. As a forward,
He's a kid who plays hard. You know, he plays hard, and there's a spot for guys like that. But I think, you know,
it's just a monitor thing right now. I don't know if monitor's fair. They're on him in the case that they need him. It sounds like to me.
Chris Moore would commit to Memphis today.
Just had Gavonio.
If he could.
DJ Jeffries plays himself into a one and done.
Yes.
Then you could look and see yourself taking a Chris Moore, right?
Yes.
And that's the way I'm looking at this
thing.
Sure. I think they are too.
You have to have guys like that. You can't always have, you know, top 10 players. You got to have guys who are going to be at Memphis for more than a year. That's just, you know, and Chris Moore is a kind of kid like that. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the, you know, and obviously.
You only need national guys, which I get,
for sure. And Matthew Morrell, too, because, you know, listen. I think that that's going to be a very interesting situation because, you know, if Memphis ends up with Jaden Springer, if they end up with Jalen Green, like those two guys, you know, Jaden Springer is a two guard. Jalen Green is probably a point guard. You know, like if you're Matthew Morrell, you know, where do you, you know, Matthew Morrell is a really good player.
Well, that's what Roger Phillips and Vanderbilt's banking on.
And so that's something.
Gets some of these other guys.
That's something that you have to wade through as well. But I think, you know, listen, a class of a nucleus of – and we'll throw Matt in there. I mean, Penny's never lost a local kid before, so it's not like
– Penny went to see him first that day that they could go do the in-homes.
Yeah, so,
over
I mean
– school. Penny was there on Monday.
A class of Matthew Morrell, Jalen Green, Jane Springer, Greg Brown. I mean, that's the number one class again, dude. That's the number one class in America again, most likely. At worst, it's number two.
That's a lot of guards, too.
It is a lot of guards. But
a lot of guards. You'd have to have a lot of guards
basketball.
Leaving, is what I'm saying.
Positionless basketball. Oh, they will.
Okay.
They will. So, because, you know, Precious is basically a guard. Let's be real about it.
Are you more comfortable dropping on anything that you're hearing out of there yet? I know. I've been trying to tell you about what DJ was in there doing since last week. Last week, you were not comfortable with it.
I mean, I hear Wiseman is just, you know.
Well, yeah, that goes.
Living up to the. Well, I mean, you know, when you're the number one player in the country, like there are two ways that can go. You can come in and you can say, I don't really see
it. Well, you come in and they're coming at you like Lance. Yeah. Lance was when he was first coming in and giving it to him. And I'm sure James has adjusted now.
Yeah.
As you would figure he would.
But,
and is
now
dominating. Yes.
I don't, there's really nothing else majorly to report as of right now, you know. And then that'll, you know, obviously as we get closer to the Bahamas, more will start to happen. But. Yeah, I think Memphis has a real chance here to repeat as the number one recruiting class in America in 2020.
Selfishly, this is a note that neither here nor there, but you know, obviously we've said media can't be there to watch these workouts. It's an NCAA violation. But, man, I hope for those 10 practice days, Penny might let a brother up in there. Let a brother up in there, because those will be official practice days. I'm speaking of the trip before the Bahamas that they'll get. We've talked about the benefit of that. A young team, an inexperienced team with so many new pieces, having those 10 full extra days of practice before the Bahamas, huge. Especially when you're trying to develop chemistry, trying to figure out roles, this will be big. Ooh, Penny, if you're around, if you're listening, let a brother on in there and watch these legendary practices. That was my selfish.
There you go.
Selfish side of me. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, thanks to Jonathan Gavone for joining us earlier today.
Next story.
It's actually not selfish because then we could share that information with
fan
base.
It's for the people.
And it's a service. We provide a service.
For the people.
This probably goes into the expected category. But John Morant's going to get his customary jersey number, which is number 12. Guess who gave it up?
Yuta.
Yuta did it. He took the high road And I was asking the question to John Martin this morning. We saw Jaja. Jaja had a great weekend. Smashed the guitar over the 901 FC match against Pachuca.
How was it, by the way?
Sold out.
You have a good time?
It was sold out.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
I don't buy that you couldn't have got up there and got a ticket.
Unlike you, well, I would have had to get CJ in there. See, because this wasn't just about me going. It's about getting CJ in there. Unlike you, man, I'm uncomfortable calling in and asking for the VIP treatment and give me a, you know, I'm John Martin, so I'm VIP. Can I get a, you know, can you let me in? I'm uncomfortable doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like to be the man of the people that I claim to be and pay my way in, John. And that thing was sold out. Sold out. Now, you're taking me away from the point. Jai had a great weekend. He smashed the guitar, got that done. Everybody saw it. It went national, actually. That became a national story.
It took two attempts, but it still happened.
Oh, you got a problem with it taking two?
I mean, it's supposed to happen in one.
We're working on our strength, John.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay? Jai's not a finished product physically, as you know.
Dig it.
No.
That said, he gets his number 12. What was you going to say? No.
How does he say no?
No, be careful here. No. I can't get involved with this. It's 2019.
I can't do
Yuda. He tweeted about it. Yuda tweeted about it.
I know he did.
You cannot do a Japanese accent.
I can't do Yuda saying nope.
Yeah, that's careful there.
I mean, you just cannot do accents.
I can't do Yuda saying no. That's dangerous territory.
Yes.
Give me a break. So see, this line gets blurry, John, of who you can do and who you can't. Because it might be written. That gets blurry, bro.
I didn't create.
Why can't
the
we
line?
Just live in a world where we can all laugh at our racial differences and have a little fun, right?
That requires people being willing to laugh at it.
Again, and this isn't even racial. All I said was you'd have said no.
Yeah.
Would he have said that? Of course he wasn't going to say that. He was always going to get 12. But I appreciate you to taking the high road and giving Ja that number. He's going to be most comfortable.
Well, he
with.
Didn't have a choice.
Because this a number's
no.
going to be this going to be a number that's going to be retired one day.
Yeah.
I'm going out on that one.
Yeah, Yuda doesn't, but it, you know, I'm not gonna give Yuda too much credit now. They'll, you know, if he doesn't give up that number, they will change it for him.
Oh, it's gonna be trouble.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
I'm trying to use this space to give Yuda some thanks and some gratitude. You're right; it would have been pulled off his back from him.
Yeah, like
if
100%.
He had said no.
Yes,
I just
but
did
it won't come to that. John.
I did the translate by Microsoft on his tweet.
Yeah,
here's what it says: change to number 12 to 18. When I decided to go to the Grizzlies last year, I initially wanted a different number that wasn't 12, but I couldn't use the number I wanted, so I decided to wear it in college. So I didn't have a special commitment to the number 12, so I gave up the number.
Mm-hmm.
That's the translation.
He picked number 18, and he gave reasons why he did that.
Yep.
He said, I started playing basketball at the age of 1,000 and spent 18 years in the NBA.
What?
That is what the tweet says.
He doesn't mean 1,000 years.
Oh, my Lord.
What does that mean?
It's a stretch.
It says, I started playing basketball at the age of 1,000 and spent 18 years in the NBA. I mean, Yuda is an old soul. Number two, I went to the United States alone when I was 18 years old.
You're looking at a fake account.
No, I'm not. This is his, dude. I mean, it's translated from Japanese by Microsoft.
What do you mean, he's been in the league 18 years.
He's a veteran, dude.
That's not – it's translated incorrectly or something, bro.
Incorrect translation by Microsoft.
Then he said in 2018 was the year of college graduation. So, dude, this guy got 17,500 likes on this tweet. Like, that is crazy. Like, he is big time over
there. It was all media members. All the media members that came over here to follow him last year. That's all it was.
There's hundreds of them.
All of them.
Do you think they were devastated by the news that he had to change his number? Or do you think they were?
That's why he had jerseys.
That's why he had to go into that long explanation about actually liking the other number.
Dude, the Grizzlies are going to make out. Like, think about how many new jerseys they'll sell from Watanabe.
No, you're right. This is actually a savvy business decision by the Grizzlies because, like, they will make millions. Yuda wants Nobby jersey sales now.
You know my son has got the Grizzlies themed room with the paint and all that stuff. We've got the fat head of Jaren Jackson.
Yeah.
And we're just waiting to get that jaw one, baby, to complete the set, John.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, man, you stay on it every day. The moment you see that fat head, that full-life fat head ready for jaw, you let me know because CJ's got to have it for the wall.
All right, that sounds good.
You're wearing 12.
All right, so Ja Morant got his number. He smashed a guitar. He didn't. Thankfully, there was no like splinter or anything like that.
Yeah, that's the most important thing.
Yeah, but
stay healthy.
Yeah, I think we could have gotten that done in one attempt, but you know, it's fine. It's all good. It's all good. That
901 FC.
It wasn't
901
very
FC.
Very critical, John.
It wasn't a matter of
901 FC. I implore you, invite John Martin down to do one of your guitar breaking, so we can see if he can necessarily get it done in one.
No, he just missed the mark. It looked like he missed the.
And I believe
platform.
You were criticizing his guitar smash.
He only takes one whack, not two.
Yeah, that's what he's saying here, that a real man only takes one swing.
It's a one whacker.
I never said, I didn't understand anything, nothing about masculinity.
That's what it's sounding like,
you're,
brother.
But you're just supposed to do it in one. That's all. That's all I'm saying. You're supposed to do that thing in one. That's all. But anyway, congrats to John Morant.
Next story.
Big time. We were talking earlier about, you know, how you can't do accents anymore, right, in this day and age. You just can't because people get offended so easily. And this story sort of is in that same thread. We've talked a little bit about this before. Adam Silver of the NBA said a month ago, that the NBA is trying to move away from the term owner, right? Like, they don't want to call owners of teams owners anymore because he's heard from players who, you know, don't like that word and don't like the connotation with that word. Well, there was an interview that he did with TMZ Sports where, and I saw it this morning, he officially said, I don't want to overreact to the term because people end up twisting themselves into knots, avoiding the use of the word owner, but we moved away from that term years ago with the league. We call our team owners governors of the team and alternate governors. So I think it makes sense. So there you go. Do not on this show anymore refer to Robert Parra as an NBA owner. He is an NBA governor of the Memphis Grizzlies. And that is his jurisdiction.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a weird word for NBA owner. Governor, really?
What do you call Michael Jordan?
Governor.
You do now, huh?
Well, he's a governor. He's the governor of the Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah.
You like that? You down with that?
I'm down with it. I mean,
you like governor?
I think, John, if the NBA says that's what it's going to, I'm fine with it. This is different to me than I realize we can get all way off here. But the statues situation here, the statues are staring folks in the face, right? And you could say, well, they're not down in the park all the, but they are. They're sitting there in front of you. This name, John, it offends when you, and you could make the same case, but it's not staring you in the face. You understand what I'm saying? And here's the point. If you want to compare this to slavery, I'll go back to the point I made when this story was original. These guys are making millions of dollars. It's almost, like I said then, a slap in the face to folks that came up and paved the way, quite frankly, for all this to happen, that were real, true slaves. You understand what I'm saying? For an NBA player who makes millions, it's an absolute privilege to be where he is. That ain't a common man job, you understand, John? We can't all get that job. He's making millions. And so, dude, if you want to make a comparison to slavery in the sports world, man, get away from where they're making millions of dollars. You understand what I'm saying? That's real slaves couldn't do that. They didn't have a choice. You know what I'm saying? You can quit your million-dollar job today and leave. Now, this is not a thing I'm going to get triggered over because, like I said, the NBA wants to do it. Okay, you offend less people. I'm fine with that. But my point would be this seems going a little bit too, it's just too sensitive. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
How many people is this really affecting on a daily basis? How many people in life, right, because we call NBA folks owners, are struggling in life because no one. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
It comes down to how many people are you really offending. So I go back to the point. Okay, if it offends more people, less people, that's fine. But is it really a big deal?
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
This, the NBA, the way those players are treated, the $1 million, that takes you away from anything that can be compared to slavery. You understand what I'm saying? Because you, my friend, have a choice. You don't have to. You can come down with me to Imperial. You can come over here. You know what I'm saying? Come do a sports talk show with us. You have a choice. Those folks that were really slaves, they did not. And so, again, I don't see how you can compare anything where you have the opportunity to make millions and millions of dollars of slavery. But, again, if it offends fewer people, then fine, go
ahead. I would ask, not necessarily related to this story, but anything, right?
The good in this is that Silver listens to the players.
Well, yes.
And he's done that the entire time. Unlike other leagues we see where they're treated more just like commodities, you know what I'm saying, values, numbers, whatever. He listens to the players. He listens to, but again, I would ask you, this is what I would say to bottom line this. Let's do a survey of players in the NBA, look at it, and do a pretty good one, a broad one, and ask them how many of them this affects on a day-to-day basis. I'll bet you half of them call them owner already.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So again, is there a real story here is what I'm saying? Is it worth it? Is it worth this change? If it is in the sense that you keep your players happy, you know what I'm saying? Silver's already talked about, my guys ain't happy. We've talked about that. Then okay, go for it. But again, you're not changing anything, and to compare the NBA to slavery is ridiculous. That's my take on that.
I mean, it's not like it's like some, you know, crazy radical change, right? I do think it begs a question of, are we just, how many people does it require being offended for us to do anything? You know, like if it's just Draymond Green on HBO, right? You know, do we have to, he's offended, so do we have to make a change because Draymond Green, you know, I do think that's the society we live in now where it's like if one person, if something happens to one person, if one person is offended about or hurt feelings about something, we all of a sudden have to have change, you know? And I just wonder, like, what the line is, what the threshold should be.
My whole thing—it's a dangerous comparison to make. In terms of, if you're going to speak with any credibility, if I'm Draymond Green, I'm comparing my situation to slavery. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That dude, us folks, we got folks go take it on back generation that were truly slaves. John, the fact that they were is, if you can fast forward history, it's part of the reason you're doing what you're doing right now. All right. That's how this happened. That's how you got over here. You understand what I'm saying? So to compare it and say that's even remotely in the same universe is crazy. But again, if I'm silver, at least it looks like I'm listening to my players. Again, if you're truly doing that, they'll do a survey of all of them. Let's see everybody say that it's bothering them. Then you're changing it. If it's just one dude, then I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? That's where it's at.
Yeah, so anyway.
That's where I'm at on it.
I'm just saying, though, you do not call Robert Parrott the owner of the Memphis Grizzlies. He's the governor of the Memphis Grizzlies. Like, that's just true. I'm sorry. Like, that's what we have to honor, what the NBA asks us to call, you know, those guys. So, NBA Governor Robert Parrott.
You do that.
All right, when we come back, we will talk to Andy Katz. Andy Katz will join us. We will discuss UConn. We will discuss college sports, Memphis. Lots to get to with Andy Katz. We'll do that when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
The Memphis Grizzlies select Ja Morant from Murray State University.
It's at home. It's a Ja Jam.
What gave you the confidence to know that your game was big enough to belong on a stage like this?
It started with me. I feel like if you don't believe in yourself, then who will?
And drills it.
Ja Morant time in Memphis. The Memphis Grizzlies on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yingling Golden Pilsner. A beer so crisp, refreshing, and smooth. When you crack one open, it makes any occasion golden. A night out with the ladies.
I might call it a night. A night to remember.
Game day with your buddies.
Beer man. Pilsner here. And here, 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 and here.
Happy hours come to life.
Could I get a Yingling Golden Pilsner?
You know what? Make it a bucket.
Yes, with Yingling Golden Pilsner, card games get wilder.
I should probably fold. But I'd rather go all in.
Even backyard bonfires feel more alive.
Hey guys, I brought my guitar.
And my drums.
So no matter where the day takes you, crack open a smooth, refreshing, six generations in the making Yingling Golden Pilsner and make your day golden. DG Yingling & Son, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. Please drink responsibly.
All right, guys. The summer is here, which means it is about that time to get in the best shape. It's not just about the ladies, it's about the guys, too. So if you have been taking care of business at the gym, it is time to let University Plastic Surgery Group help you with that little extra push. It's called Cool Sculpting. You can freeze away the fat with the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction procedure. They're going to help you achieve your workout goals because what they're going to do is they're going to target those trouble areas. It's a very quick process, 45 minutes to an hour. You can even do it on your lunch break. So keep your edge at work. Look good this summer. Just give them a call, 350-4858, 350-4858, or visit them on the web, UTUniversityPlasticSurgeons.com today.
The sun is shining, you've got a full tank of gas, a restless group of friends, and zero plans for the weekend. You know what that means. Road trip. Only problem is you forgot to deposit your paycheck. You could start your road trip with a bank trip. Nothing wrong with going the classic route. But why not use Regions Mobile Deposit to make a deposit right into your account? For a small fee, you can get immediate availability when you open your Regions Mobile app, select checking, savings, or money market, snap some pictures, click a button or two, and done. Plus, the Regions mobile app now has fingerprint recognition. Not to mention plenty of other ways to bank on the go. So if your idea of a spontaneous road trip doesn't include a bank trip, Regions has you covered. Because we get it. Some things are bigger than banking. Visit regions.com/mobile deposit for terms and details. Regions, member FDIC, data fees may apply.
With our people, tech, and tools, Regions Bank makes life easier. Regions, member FDIC.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents, which means you're going to start telling your kids to clean up before the cleaning lady comes. Doesn't make sense, but you're the parent and they're the kids. You're going to start telling them that now, too. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. And there's your opening to remind them who pays the bills around here. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Every day, Comcast Business is helping businesses big and small go beyond the expected to do the extraordinary. Because beyond a simple transaction, there's making a customer for life. Comcast Business, beyond fast. Take your business beyond at comcastbusiness.com.
Car accident, dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is Jason and John Show. Presented by the Wing Guru. Only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. You
know I need your love. We're back, Jason and John, and as promised, he is Andy Katz. He's a correspondent for NCAA.com, a contributor to the Big Ten Network on Twitter at the Andy Katz. He joins us now. Andy, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Everything is good
pretty
in
good,
Memphis. Number
good.
One recruiting class in the country. Everybody's excited again. We'll get to that in just a little bit. But first, you've kind of been leading the way on the reporting of this UConn story. Just your opinion on the decision by UConn to basically, you know, say we're going to prioritize our basketball program, we're going to get back into the Big East. What do you think of that decision?
All right, so there's a number of different things here. First of all, it's the right move long-term for UConn Athletic. It's not the right move for football, and we can talk about that here in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But clearly they're deciding that overall athletically for men's basketball, for women's basketball, because it's better, the Big East is a better women's basketball conference than the American, and for their non-revenue sports, if you think about it, I think they're in the Big East for field hockey. Other than that, you know, and I actually run into their teams in the airport many times, softball, tennis, volleyball. You know, they've basically had one bus trip in the American, and that being Temple. In the Big East, they have the chance for at least five where they could get on a bus and not have to get on a plane. So overall, there would be good costs for that. Obviously, getting back in the Garden on a regular basis, whether that's St. John's, mm-hmm. you know, playing Seton Hall in the area for the Big East tournament, all those are very big positives. And we'll get to the money here in a minute, what they're going to have to pay. So I think it's a great move for them athletically. It keeps them back in their neighborhood. But I want to say two things. One, and I've been very strong on this, that this had nothing to do with the American. And it bothered me for years, because I still live up here, okay? It bothered me for years where people would blame the American, that that was the problem, because it had nothing to do with the American that they struggled, you know, outside of winning that national championship the first year mm-hmm. for Kevin Ollie. The American is a really good conference. Could the bottom of it be much better with East Carolina and Tulane? Of course. But you know, you guys know how strong it was at the top. They never won it in the regular season, outside of that one season where they had a fluke run to win the tournament with the three-quarter shot from, I think, Jalen Adams to beat Cincinnati in Orlando. You know, they did not have great success in it. And that's on them. That has nothing to do with the American. I heard it countless times, oh, I don't want to go see Tulane and East Carolina and Tulsa, and whining about that. Meanwhile, Gonzaga dominates a league that does not have national recognition, and their fan base doesn't whine because they get number one seeds and they compete for a national championship. So league affiliation is a total excuse for your own mediocrity. So that bothers me.
Yeah.
Yes, you may not be excited about who's coming into your arena, but then be good. Dominate.
Beat them.
I mean, UNLV, go back to the 90s when UNLV was playing Long Beach State and Utah State and schools like that, yet they were a national program. You know, no one complained that they were in the Big West when they're playing all these great games in the non-conference and in the NCAA tournament. So I think that's a total cop-out on the fan base when I heard that time and time again. But, you know, we'll talk about, I mean, obviously, if we can hear about the money and the football aspect. But that's my overall thinking, that don't blame the American. That's on you. But in the long term, it's a better move for their entire athletic department, say football, to go back to the Big East.
How much trouble are they in financially, Andy? I mean, you mentioned.
Well, I mean,
go ahead.
Yeah, so I mean, I live in the state still, and you know, it's been a cash-strapped state. It's a weird state in that, you know, the cities are some of the poorest in the country: Bridgeport, Waterbury, Hartford. But the suburbs, and especially Fairfield County, make it one of the richest states in the country, because so much of Fairfield County, you know, Southern Connecticut, is people that work in Wall Street in New York who just take the train in. So it's a weird dynamic where there's a lot of money in the state, but not in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a lot of problems in that regard. And so financially, yes, they're in trouble. You know, they've been in trouble. And, you know, clearly, though, they're going to find a way to pay this money. And you know, financially, it's going to cost them a minimum of $10 million to exit the American. They want to get out before the 27 months, which would mean they're probably going to have to pay more than that.
That goes up.
Because all the
that's what happens.
All these, all these schools don't want to stay for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
The league doesn't want it. You know, the other school doesn't want it, but they want their money. So, you know, whatever that figure is going to be, they're going to figure it out, and someone's going to have to help them pay for it. But I figure that they'll get help because so many of these fans, you know, it'll be funny. Like, they've all been whining about these teams, okay, that they don't like to play.
Right.
So now the school's going to have to go back to these same complainers and say, okay, you didn't want us to play these teams. Now we're playing the teams you like.
Not
you got to help us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's exactly what's going to happen. And they're going to have one lame duck season in the American.
Andy, obviously we're here in Memphis, and I think, you know, if you're a Memphis fan, if you live in Memphis, you know, you want the league to be good. You don't want it to be like the days of, you know, Conference USA where they're going, you know, 15-1, 16-0. I mean, you take that, but you want respect for the league because ultimately it helps you when it comes time for the NCAA tournament. UConn has historically, you know, they haven't been as good historically the last 5 years, but they did win a championship 2014. So I guess my question is, how much of a blow is it to the basketball side of things, even though UConn has not been sort of what they've been, you know, historically?
Yeah, no, there's no question it hurts, because it's a brand, television and the new ESPN deal. They were going to want UConn quite a bit because of the name.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they were good or not, they're going to get on more. So that hurts. Now, I don't know what they're going to do. I can't see them, you know, thinking that they have to add another basketball because they had added Wichita State, which I thought was a brilliant move.
Yeah.
Among all the different moves. You know, I think back to like basketball-centric moves. I would say the Wichita State move for the American, and then in the A-10 when they added VCU and Davidson. Those were like, I think, the best basketball moves of this alignment over the last 10 years. You know, look, Memphis is going to be, I think, a national program again. And if it's not already, the key to me in Wichita State, by the way, that was a blip last year. They're going to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's great. The key in Houston, you know, with Kelvin staying, was huge for Houston in the league.
Yes, sir.
I think they're not going anywhere. I mean, let's not forget they were a two seed. Were they a two seed? I'm drawing a blank here. They were definitely one loss going into the tournament. The key to me is Cincinnati. The change from Mick Cronin to John Brennan, he's got to maintain that program.
Agreed.
They'll be good this year because of Jerron Cumberland coming back, but I don't know him as well. You know, he was at Northern Kentucky. He was an assistant there before, but that's going to be a major, major. They've got to be good. I think that's huge for them. And then, you know, like I think USF is going to be really good this year. I think they're going to kind of be like UCF. Because they're experienced.
Yep.
But those two Florida schools, especially UCF, because they had good buzz and Johnny's there and he decided to stay as well because he could have gone to a couple different places this past offseason. They've got to still be good because it's a good market. So there's a couple question marks. You know, to me, this year, the league, including UConn, could get four you know, four or five teams in. So that's, you know, positive. And think about this, this past year, which I think will continue this trend. They, the Big East had one, a little bit of an anomaly, but they had one NBA draft pick, Eric Paschal. And that was it. You know, the American, I think traditionally, you know, or should I should say, continue to have much more, and clearly there will be off this Memphis team next year. But, you know, if I can I just dive into the football question for a moment?
Absolutely.
Yeah, please.
Absolutely.
You know, because, you know, your program there at Memphis obviously was down, and now it's back up. And I think what they gave, they scored 50 on UConn last year. And UConn's program, you know, went to that Fiesta Bowl. Edsel leaves. The two coaches, Paul Pasquale and Bob Diaco, were basically, you know, wrong hires and drove it back into the ground. Edsel comes back. But it was a program that couldn't afford any steps back after they made that run to the Fiesta Bowl. So what they're going to do now is a huge gamble. And, you know, the plan, from what I've been told, is to go independent because, you know, there's no reason for Conference USA of the MAC to just
to
invite them as a single
right.
entrant.
Or,
okay,
or the AAC to keep
that
you.
Makes
right.
no sense.
Right, right.
So the plan is to go independent. They've got like four good games, actually, for the most part, on their schedule over the next couple of years. You know, they got home and homes with Duke and Indiana and Illinois and Purdue and NC State. And they've got these bye games at Tennessee, at Clemson. And they've got a couple of regional games, like they've got UMass home and home. They got BC home and home out of the ACC. You know, they have the 1AA game against Maine. So, but they got to fill eight other games.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be the hard. That's number one, hard. Number two is, even if you, once you do even fill that, okay, now if you become bowl eligible, how do you even get into a bowl? Because so many of these bowls are conference tie-ins. And, you know, that's a problem. And obviously, like a BYU, I mean, Notre Dame doesn't have that problem, but, you know, BYU potentially could sometimes. And that's a major problem if you can get that good. And this is all an issue because they spent so much money. I can tell you that their practice facility is, you know, I've been to a couple NFL ones, but I mean, like, it is top notch. And so, you know, how do you tell your donors who have invested tens of millions of dollars, not just millions, tens of millions of dollars, okay, to upgrade football in the practice facility? They just, I mean, posted yesterday this beautiful new locker room.
Saw that, yeah.
And then just, like, bail on it. So will it be a slow death? Maybe. But I can see the politics and the optics of pulling the rug out, you know, when you've gone to these people for years and taken money from them and then just say, sorry, we can't do this. So that's the quandary they're in. I think if it had been like a UAB situation where it had been poorly funded or something like that and people were down on it, you know, then I think it would have been easier to just say, hey, look, we're going to go down to, you know, which is good football,
mm-hmm.
You know, that North Dakota State level, even in the Northeast with Villanova. You know, they've had good Maine played in the championship game last year in 1AA. So, you know, there is good football, and you could be competitive at that level. I just think the optics right now are not in their favor to do that because they've spent so much money.
It sounds like they don't have a choice, Andy. Like you know what I'm saying? I mean, you could drop down, right? Idaho did, I guess, and say, okay, we'll try to dominate that. But to your point, you know, is our fans going to get excited about that? They're not donating right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, does that get anybody excited? In terms of what you get from a value standpoint, does it really add? So it doesn't sound like they really have a choice. They have to try to go independent, maybe try to make the most you can from buy games, that kind of thing.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. You know, I think they have to try it.
Yeah.
Do I think it's going to last beyond 5 years? I don't know.
It doesn't sound
but
like
But I think
it.
They have yep. to make the attempt because they've gone to these people for millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And so these are the same people that now – you're going to go to the Big East, and they have other issues where they split their time between Gamble Pavilion and a downtown facility where the Hartford Whalers used to play, which is completely aging and, you know, really needs not just TLC. It needs, like, a gut job and redone.
Yeah.
Well, so you're going to need to go back to those same people because you're not going to get a ton of money from the state. So you need to go back to those same people, and you need money from them. So how do you go back to the money people who you just went to for all this football stuff and say, hey, we need you for this basketball arena. Sorry that you wasted your money on football. That's why I think they have to at least give it a go and then see what happens.
We are, of course, talking to Andy Katz, correspondent for NCAA.com, Big Ten Network contributor. You tweeted this morning that UConn may need to negotiate to bring down that exit fee, which is more than $10 million. If you're the American, right, if you're the American in the situation, I mean, what incentive do you have to, you know, let them out for anything less than that? Where do those discussions even start?
Well, it's going to be interesting. I mean, I know the minimum is 10. I don't know the figure of, you know, because it is negotiable when you – because it's like it's 27 months, and then if you it's 27 months, $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
So then if you cut the 27 months, you know, I don't know what that figure is of, hey, we'll let you out early, but you got to pay us $5 more million. You know, I just don't know what that other figure is. But I got to believe, you know, it's going to be somewhere, I would guess, you know, at least 15 or something like that. I don't think it's double. But it'll be somewhere in that range. And then, you know, the question, of course, is how much, how is that paid out? You know, because then I'm saying in the short term, you know, the television contract with Fox versus ESPN, it's going to be less money. Now, my view is, I think their rationale is, okay, donations have been down, enthusiasm is down, so now maybe we can make up some of that money by going to these people who will be re-energized by seeing some of their familiar opponents. So, you know, it's going to be a financial mess, I think, in the short term. And, you know, think about like Maryland in the Big Ten, which I'm not equating to, but they are just now getting money from the Big Ten because there was a hole. They had to pay the ACC to get out of the ACC. And then the Big Ten doesn't pay you your share for X amount of years, you know, and that same thing could happen in the Big East. I don't know that yet, but it could happen where the Big East says, hey, you know, you're our 11th member. You're not going to get a full share till whatever, 2-3 years from now. But the thing is, the reason this has to happen before the 27 months is the new ESPN deal, as you guys know, starts for 2021. And I just don't see any way with the American and ESPN that they would want to have a member in the league because they're going to want to promote it and all that kind of stuff, especially when the member's going to the rival network. You know what I mean? It's not like when it used to be with Louisville going from the American to the ACC, those are two ESPN heavily televised networks. So you can sort of play with the promotion. You're moving one piece to another chessboard that you have.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, you'd be really heavily promoting UConn when they're going to a rival network. So I don't see that. I don't think your television partner would want that either.
For the AAC, Andy, I don't know how much you've put into this, but for the Memphises and the schools that are still here, it feels like, you know, BYU would be the dream, but I don't know how much of a reality that is. The AAC's better since you tried to make that push last time, but it feels like BYU would want, you know, hey, we, you know, look what we bring to the table. We want a better deal. Is there a school for you that you feel like is there, or schools that add actual value? You think the AAC ends up standing pat, you know, not wanting to spread the money around any further, just keep it where it is. They get a little more when you find out.
I think you're right. And see, football to me, I mean, you guys know, this is a totally different animal. I mean, I think these leagues have to get away from, and American, maybe the American becomes that. You know, there used to always be there, you know, has been the tie-in outside of, like, the Notre Dame ACC aspect, where you got to be, if you're in football, you got to be in for everything. And you see the reverse for basketball, like Wichita and the American.
Mm-hmm.
So, to me, you have to do that if you're the American. If you can get BYU for football only, because they're not going to move their other sports, that makes no sense. Keep them in the WCC.
The travel, right.
You know, travel. I mean, you just wouldn't
they're
want
not,
that.
Right.
It makes
right.
zero sense it's to put awesome. BYU as an all-in, nor do I think they would want that. So for football, it's one game a week. You know, I mean, you can and it's really only, whatever, six road games?
Mm-hmm.
So – you know, the cost is much less. They charter everywhere at that level. To me, that is a no-brainer. You know, I guess the other one in terms of name brand would be Army.
Right.
Because you already have Navy. You know, I don't know if – you know, Air Force has been like a charter member with the school. Like, see, the reason I don't see the Air Force example, I used to cover the WAC years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a lot of strong relationships with – Air Force, Colorado State, Wyoming,
yep.
New Mexico, they're all in that neighborhood. And I just can't see Air Force bailing on that. You know, whereas BYU has no home for its football, and you know they get help from ESPN to schedule games and all that, which is great. But to me, it makes more sense for them, you know, to go after a school like that for football only. That would definitely increase the brand, you know, and you get also, you know, it's a fan base that's all around the country, all around the globe. So that would make the most sense if they can pull that off.
And then real quick, Andy, got to ask you, I can't have you on, not ask you about Memphis. I think you are as high on Memphis basketball next season as just about anybody. The last I saw, I think you had them in the top four. Is that about where you expect them to start the season? And what's your assessment of that team? I know obviously they're young, but they're super talented.
All right, so don't get mad at me, Memphis fans. I'm putting out a new Power 36 tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
And I have adjusted it. I have moved Memphis down a little bit. Only because I've moved some other teams up that are more experienced, like Kansas.
Yep.
And I reassessed some teams, you know, I reassessed Maryland. I moved them up a little bit. I pushed back Texas Tech and Virginia. As good as I think Memphis will be, you know, I did want to just pull it back just a little from the excitement of how great the recruiting class is. So, fans, when you see this tomorrow, don't get upset with
me. Oh, my gosh.
This sounds like a big drop, Andy.
Okay. If it's top 10, Andy, nobody's going to be mad at you down here. They're going to love you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's still, they're still in that range.
Okay.
I just moved them down, a few spots based on, you know, just basically what they got coming back and the experience. And I thought that was more fair. Mm-hmm. I probably was a little giddy when I put them, I think, at number four.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Perfectly
Andy,
fair.
Always appreciate
Thank
the time,
you for this,
man.
Brother.
Thanks so much.
All right, anytime, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. Great stuff.
He is Andy Katz, NCAA.com correspondent. Certainly had some interesting stuff to say on UConn for sure.
I mean, there was really no way. There was no other way for them. You know, their donors aren't donating.
Yep.
You know, they get next to nothing from the state. They're in a point. You know, what's funny is that, and we've touched on this, but they're in a spot similarly where Memphis was considering this with their football program, right? Do you drop down? Do you kill it? At this point, they've poured too much in. You saw those new facilities. Cash tweeted out the pictures. They've poured too much in, right, to drop down right now. They got to give it a shot as an independent. It feels like they're in a sort of a corner and they've got no other choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
But so long, nobody's going to miss traveling to the stores.
Yep.
Not down here anyway. And there are people complaining about coming down here. Okay.
I mean, it is a for football. It is a less than negligible impact, right?
Any talk of staying in the AAC as a football, you got to be kidding me. AAC is a get your tail out of here.
It does
like,
not.
Why would you just keep them as football?
Are you totally irrelevant.
CUSA. Why would they take them in football? It's ridiculous.
But for basketball, listen. I said earlier, it stings.
It's
a blow. I mean, they won a national championship 5 years ago for the conference.
Hindsight being 2020, how much does it help now that Wichita State's in?
It does help.
That's the key.
It does help, right?
I mean, well, it's a big key in this. In terms of offsetting the blow, the void, that helps big time.
Yep.
Having Greg Marshall, that program helps big time. If you didn't have them, if you hadn't added them,
it really is.
You're getting
USA.
A lot closer to CUSA, baby.
Yeah. You'd rather have UConn though than not.
Of course.
I mean, like that's what all these Memphis fans have been acting like. This is just like, oh yeah, well we're gonna go add FAU.
It's a blow in basketball. I'll give you all day long. It stings in basketball.
Really? Like you're gonna go add MTSU I know football is the king here now, and I understand that. But if you just focus on the basketball side for a moment, this is not good for the league.
Well, this is more. I mean, yes, football's king, and theirs is so bad they had to make a decision because they don't get it. But that's the case for Memphis too. This is a decision for the basketball programs to get them back to relevance, where their donors will say, "Okay, we're playing some of our old school rivals again." I hope they remember Syracuse not back, but again, you've got so many of the old school ones.
Yeah.
This is a basketball decision for them.
It definitely
doesn't sound
is.
Like they had much of a choice.
Yep. All right, we'll come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Talking to Mike Budenholzer, two-time NBA Coach of the Year, head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks.
That's what Memphis has hired, is a great basketball coach. I said, if I ever get a head coaching job, this is the first guy I'm bringing. I'm calling him. He gets it. Like, some guys just get basketball. He's just got a great feel for the sport. He's a great communicator. He's fiery. You guys will see it, man. He's a competitive dude.
It's the Gary Parrish Show. Weekdays from 4 p.m. till 6 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis's sports station.
There's no place like home. a certain magic all its own. And memories are made there every day. A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a bluebell country day.
Nostalgia is all the rage. What's old is new again. Like Bluebell's classic award-winning fudge bars. Frozen chocolate fudge on a stick that tastes better than ever. In 12 packs for you to try all over again and again and again.
A lifetime of good times shared along the way. Have yourself a Bluebell country day.
Look for Bluebell frozen snacks at select Piggly Wiggly supermarkets of North Mississippi and select Cash Saver supermarkets.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
When you compare the Humana Gold Plus HMO plan with other plans, there's no comparison. That's because it's Tennessee's only 5 out of 5-star CMS rated Medicare Advantage HMO plan. The only one. No other Medicare Advantage HMO plan in Tennessee received excellent ratings from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in all 5 categories, including managing chronic conditions, helping members stay healthy, and providing a great member experience. And there's no need to wait. You can switch out of your current plan and enroll in the Humana Gold Plus HMO H4661 anytime you want. Like right now, for instance. Find out why this Humana plan has no comparison. And make the switch by calling a licensed Humana sales agent at 1-800-526-5339 or visiting Humana.com. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO organization with a Medicare contract. Every year, Medicare evaluates plans based on a 5-star rating system. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.
It's review time, Howie. One of your recent customers writes, "My wife and I were looking for new rings for our anniversary, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was consistently rated number one. So we visited the top 4 stores, and Robert Irwin Jewelers was definitely the best of all of them." Howie, why do you think he wrote this?
Well, I think what he realized by coming in our stores is that we are authentic. We get what the purchase signifies.
That's always been my experience.
Of course, we've got great financing, got awesome products, got great prices. But the difference is, at Robert Irwin Jewelers, we care.
And that's obvious with Steven's review. He wrote, "Absolutely phenomenal experience. While having anxiety for months over the perfect engagement ring, I walked into Robert Irwin Jewelers, spouted off a list of very descriptive features, and within 15 seconds, there it was."
We get it. We understand it. We live it. And Steven is the reason why we've been around for well over 40 years.
Robert Irwin Jewelers. Bridges for life, for less.
Not a big summer guy. Too hot. Not a big winter guy either. Too cold. My favorite season? Safety season. Because it's every season. 24/7, 365. For all things safety, I trust Grainger. Grainger's safety experts have the safety solutions and expertise to help keep your facility safe and your people safer all year long. Seasons may change, but Grainger's always got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by for all things safety. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Love Memphis Group is who you should go with if you are thinking about buying a home, selling a home, both. Like Lewis, that's what Lewis did. He got in touch with Live Love Memphis Group. He is a loyal listener to the show. Heard us talking about the Live Love Memphis team, and he was on the fence. He didn't know if he wanted to sell his home or not. He consulted with the Live Love Memphis team, made the decision to sell his home. They listed it on a Monday, and by that next Tuesday, it was under contract for list price. That easy, that convenient, that kind of magic with the Live Love Memphis Group.
Yep, Lewis did it. I did it. You should do it too. They got mine sold in 6 days, and that I thought would never happen because I thought I had a home that would never sell. I handed it over to Jennifer Carstensen and that crew over at Live Love. They made quick work of it, and I'll be grateful to them forever for that. You can be like me and Lewis. Get that home sold. If you've been on the market for weeks or months, you're with the wrong group. Get with the right one. You can go check them out at livelovememphis.com. That phone number is 901-685-6000. You should call it. Again, pen, paper, 685-6000. The person who calls Jennifer Carson sends. She's got a great team with April and Robbie. And it will put you in your dream home as well. They'll do more than just sell your home. Could put you in your next one as well if you'd like. Go check them out. Again, they're at livelovememphis.com.
All right, so tonight the NBA Awards are going on. Shaq is hosting.
I like it.
Shaq is hosting the NBA Awards tonight. You forget about them. You know, you're like, you know, the season ends and the finals are over, and then you're just like, the award show thing is happening tonight.
That's last couple of years. Yeah, so late.
I mean, I don't think. I mean, I get the logic. You know, what else is going on really in the sports world right now?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, the logic is to get you to free agency. They want to be year-round. We see what they're doing.
And they're just trying to get another – they're trying to get all the juice out of that fruit, right?
Mm-hmm.
I will say, though, I mean –
don't fault them for that.
We are in extra time right now in the Women's World Cup. It's 2-1 right now, U.S. leading Spain.
Got that.
It looks like they added 5 minutes, but that's awesome. That seems like a pretty good win. But, yes, the NBA Awards are tonight. Shaq is the host. You were telling me earlier you like Shaq the host better than you like Regina Hall the host on the BET Awards.
Regina was fine. She's good. I like Taraji better. They had a great scene at the beginning where they're opening up to the butt. What you know about that?
Yeah. Now,
nothing, obviously.
You did bring my attention. I know we were going to talk about the NBA Awards, but you did bring to my attention that this feels like a watershed cultural moment. And we try to talk about those when they happen on the show. You know, mm-hmm. It's just what we do. Billy Ray Cyrus performed?
Yeah, with Lil Nas X.
At the BET Awards?
Yep, we let him in.
Now, I know Eminem had a cypher once upon a time. He was part of a cypher with a bunch of other rappers at the BET Awards. Have we ever had a white artist perform at the BET Awards? Is this history?
I'm sure they've had white artists perform.
Okay.
I want to tell you that your girl Miley did something back in the day or something, or anyway. But yeah, it wasn't like a shocking thing, dude. You're so silly with this stuff. Act like a white man can't come to the BET Awards. You ought to be throwing your disdain at country music for sort of singling this out as this wasn't country. Mm-hmm. Whereas with this thing, we got no problem bringing Billy Ray to the BET Awards. You understand what I'm saying? A little bit more hospitable over on this side of the table, if you understand what I'm saying, John. You're looking at this the wrong way, bro.
I actually agree with you on that.
Well, I mean, no. I mean, it's just the BET Awards. You know, I just don't.
Like this was some huge step forward from. Dude, we're open. White folks, come on. Watch the BET. You're the only one that says, oh, it's for just black folks, so I can't watch. You're the only one that's silly about it. I mean, him performing at the BET Awards, that's what we do. Come on, brother. And until you offend us or say something crazy, absolutely come on in. Country music was your one that had pushed everybody out and closed the door on people's face and it's not country.
I'm looking at the list.
That says more about your people.
I'm looking at the list of performers. I'm finding there have been a few.
Absolutely.
White women, mostly. Gwen Stefani, Christina Aguilera were there in the same year in 2001. That's huge.
I bet Fergie's been there.
Fergie has definitely been there.
Of course she has.
Fergie is on this list. I am looking for some others. Oh, Kid Rock was there in 2004.
Wow. That's
the way you looked at me, you wanted to revoke that one.
Well, that was disappointing. Yeah, if we could take that one back, we'd pull it and not have him.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, so you would revoke that invite?
Yeah, don't need him at that one.
I'm trying to see who else. I don't see anybody else jumping out at me. So it has happened before. Kid Rock, I would have, if you'd have asked me, has Kid Rock performed at the BET Awards? I'm like, hell no, he has not performed at the BET Awards. He apparently has.
I think Shaq is going to be a lot better at this than even Drake was, in the sense that Shaq will be able to crack on guys in the NBA, and it won't be, he has that ability because of the respect level and all that, where it won't be taken personally, you know what I'm saying? And he'll be able to come on down and come on down hard. You know, Drake had to kind of like tiptoe around Draymond's suit and the short suit and kind of play, because, I mean, you play too much, you know. One of these guys might pull your car. But Shaq's not going to be scared, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's going to go all in on these guys. So I expect that the funny will be turned up tonight with Shaquille O'Neal hosting.
Yeah, and then obviously this is where, you know, MVP awards are handed out, Rookie of the Year awards are handed out. Do you feel strongly about either one of those awards?
Well, rookies, Doncic. Mm-hmm. Trey came on late, but it won't be enough. And it sounds like they're going to get – I feel like we haven't really done much of this because I think it was kind of a roll your eyes debate. I don't know, you know, we're in Memphis, but I think Harden was the MVP myself. I think Giannis is going to get it tonight.
Because, again, this best dude kept the them. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I understand that, right? Yeah. Best player off best team. But James Harden did this with Chris Paul out, with everybody out. He's doing it where everyone's trying to stop him. He's on that crazy streak of the 30 where, you know, the 30 points we hadn't seen since Wilt.
Yep.
Doing that with defenses, knowing that all they got to do is stop him, probably going to win the game, still couldn't do it.
To me,
that was MVP-ish. Now, he's already won. Giannis is kind of at that place now where it feels like this is the next achievement for him. And I think tonight that's the name it'll be called. But I thought Harden was the MVP this year.
Gotcha.
And that team ends up not being good enough. But yes. Giannis is a good pick. I'm not going to cry about it.
So that is happening tonight. Was it on TNT?
Man, how you missed the BET Awards last night, John?
Yep.
You really feel like that you can't even like hit it on your clicker because you're not supposed to be there? Is that how it feels? Or are you just being funny when you say that?
I don't really care for award shows generally.
Right.
I'm a generally anti-award show guy.
But the BET one is usually a trendsetter.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.